Summary of the Total Mobility Discussion Document. Improving the Total Mobility Program. Producer's note: this document shows the logo of Ministry of Transport, Te Manatu Waka. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 16th of December 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by a slash in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Summary of the Total Mobility Discussion Document. Improving the Total Mobility Program. Section 1, Introduction. Total Mobility is a government program that helps disabled people travel when they cannot use public transport on their own. Public transport generally means buses, trains, or ferries. Total Mobility reduces the cost of traveling by taxi and some other forms of transport by paying 75% of the fare. The person using Total Mobility pays the last 25%. Access to public transport can make it easier to work or study and supports people's physical and mental health by helping people get to and from places in their daily lives. Total Mobility exists to help disabled people who cannot use public transport on their own get the same benefits. The Ministry of Transport has been reviewing Total Mobility. The Ministry of Transport started a review in 2023. The review looks at 4 things. What Total Mobility is for. How to make it easier for disabled people to have access to and use. How to improve how it works. How to fund it in a way that lasts. We have learned that Total Mobility is very important for disabled people. We have also found ways to make short-term and long-term improvements. This document shares 6 proposals for public feedback based on what we learned. After we get feedback, we will give final advice to the government and finish the review. The government has made recent changes to manage costs. Total Mobility is important and well used. Users say the program is very helpful and makes life easier. More people are using it. Trips increased from 1.8 million in 2018-19 to 3.0 million in 2024-25. Registered users grew from 108,000 in 2022 to 120,000 by mid-2024. However, this also means that costs are rising too fast. Fares are partly paid by the government, Crown, the National Land Transport Fund, local councils. We think the cost increases are mostly because, in 2022, the government added extra funding called Community Connect to help with living costs. This halved fares for Total Mobility users and for community services card holders. Since then, users pay 25% of the fare, up to a regional cap. Demand and costs went up a lot after this change. Costs will keep rising because more people are using the program. Transport costs like fuel and longer trips are increasing. These cost increases risk Total Mobility being able to be funded into the future. What will change from the 1st of July 2026? To keep Total Mobility fair and affordable to fund, the government has decided to reduce the subsidy from 75% to 65%. This means Total Mobility users will pay 35% of the fare instead of 25%. Lower regional fare caps by about 10% nationwide. The government will provide some money to local councils to cover some of their costs and keep them fully in the program. Section 2, Proposals to make Total Mobility stronger. We want to make the program better for users and funders in the long term. In this section, we set out 6 proposals that we want your feedback on. No decisions have been taken on whether to proceed with these proposals. These proposals are in 3 themes. Theme 1, clarify the purpose of Total Mobility and make assessments more consistent. Proposal 1, a clear purpose statement. The current definition is, assist eligible people with long-term impairments to access appropriate transport to meet their daily needs and enhance their community participation. The proposed new purpose is, to provide subsidized mobility services to disabled people who are unable to access public transport because of an impairment to support them to live their lives. Questions. Do you support the proposed purpose statement? Yes, strongly support. Yes, support. Neither support or oppose. No, oppose. No, strongly oppose. I don't know. Is there anything you would change about the purpose statement? Proposal 2, make assessments fair and consistent. We are not changing who can get total mobility, but we want the assessment process to be stronger. Proposal 2A, show evidence of your impairment. Currently, there is no requirement to provide documents to support the assessment process. We are thinking about whether we should require everyone applying to provide proof of the impairment that prevents them from using public transport, such as a medical certificate, a report from an occupational therapist or psychologist. Questions: do you think the government should require documentary evidence when people apply for total mobility? Yes, strongly support. Yes, support. Neither support or oppose. No, oppose. No, strongly oppose. I don't know. What do you see as the benefits of this proposal? What do you see as the costs or challenges of this proposal? Proposal 2B, periodic reassessments. Currently, there is no requirement to be reassessed for total mobility. We are also thinking about whether we should require people to be periodically reassessed for total mobility eligibility every few years to make sure users still qualify. Questions: do you think the government should require periodic reassessments for total mobility? Yes, strongly support. Yes, support. Neither support or oppose. No, oppose. No, strongly oppose. I don't know. What do you see as the benefits of this proposal? What do you see as the costs or challenges of this proposal? If the government were to require periodic reassessments, how often should this occur? Theme 2, more targeted support. Currently, a total mobility user can use total mobility as much as they want as long as they pay their portion of the fare. However, as the costs and use of total mobility have gone up, the program is no longer sustainable. Proposal 3, limit the number of trips. We are thinking about whether we should introduce a limit on the number of subsidized trips that a person can use each month to help manage the costs. We think this could be done in two different ways. Option 3A, everyone gets the same number of subsidized trips regardless of personal circumstances, e.g., 30 to 40 trips per month. Option 3B, everyone gets the same initial number of subsidized trips, but some people get additional subsidized trips if they need it for some activities, like for work, healthcare, education, or community activities, e.g. 10 trips additional per month for health, between 10 to 40 trips per month for study. Questions: to target support, do you think the government should limit the number of subsidized total mobility trips a user can take? Yes, strongly support. Yes, support. Neither support or oppose. No, oppose. No, strongly oppose. I don't know. If the government were to target support by limiting the number of subsidized total mobility trips a user can take, which option do you think would be better? Flat trip cap, same number of trips for everyone. Introduce a base allocation of trips, with additional trips available based on intended use. What do you see as the benefits of the proposal to introduce a flat trip cap? What do you see as the costs or challenges of this proposal? What do you see as the benefits of the proposal to introduce a base allocation of trips, with additional trips available based on intended use? What do you see as the costs or challenges of this proposal? Do you think any categories of additional trips are missing from the proposed list? Proposal 4, more wheelchair accessible trips. We are thinking about whether we should increase supports for more wheelchair accessible vehicles and trips. This could include increasing funding for total mobility providers to install wheelchair ramps and hoists in their vehicles or to raise the extra payment for wheelchair trips, currently $10 per trip since 2005. Questions: do you think the government should increase incentives for wheelchair accessible vehicles? Yes, strongly support. Yes, support. Neither support or oppose. No, oppose. No, strongly oppose. I don't know. What do you see as the challenges to increasing wheelchair accessible vehicles? What do you consider is the best way to incentivize more wheelchair accessible vehicles? Theme 3, promote innovation. Proposal 5, allowing new providers. We are thinking about whether we should make it easier for ride-hailing, on-demand transport, and community transport to provide trips under total mobility. If we do so, we want to make sure it is still safe and easy for total mobility users to use these new providers. Questions: do you think the government should enable ride-hail providers to join total mobility? Yes, strongly support. Yes, support. Neither support or oppose. No, oppose. No, strongly oppose. I don't know. Do you think the government should enable on-demand public transport providers to join total mobility? Yes, strongly support. Yes, support. Neither support or oppose. No, oppose. No, strongly oppose. I don't know. Do you think the government should enable community transport providers to join total mobility? Yes, strongly support. Yes, support. Neither support or oppose. No, oppose. No, strongly oppose. I don't know. What do you see as the benefits of enabling these new types of providers in total mobility? What do you see as the costs or challenges of enabling these new types of providers in total mobility? Are there any safeguards or supports that you think are needed to support total mobility users when enabling new types of providers in total mobility? Proposal 6, National Public Transport Discount. In some parts of New Zealand, disabled people can get a discount for public transport. Being eligible for using total mobility is sometimes used as criteria for this, pushing up total mobility numbers. We are thinking about whether we should set up a national discount for disabled people on buses, trains, and ferries. Questions: Do you think the government should introduce cheaper public transport fares for people with disabilities? Yes, strongly support. Yes, support. Neither support or oppose. No, oppose. No, strongly oppose. I don't know. What do you see as the benefits of this proposal? What do you see as the costs or challenges of this proposal? Do you think that introducing cheaper public transport fares for people with disabilities would change the demand for total mobility? If so, how? General questions. Do you think these proposals will impact any group of total mobility users more than others? For example, Maori and Pacific populations, older people, youth or those in rural communities. Do you have any other comments or suggestions that you would like us to consider? Section 3, How to Have Your Say. You can share your views until the 22nd of March 2026 by making a submission using our online form available at aicomps.nz/7795. Emailing us at totalmobilityreview@transport.govt.nz. Posting to us at Total Mobility Consultation, Ministry of Transport, P.O. Box 3175, Wellington 6140. More information on total mobility, including some online sessions as part of the public consultation, is also available at aicomps.nz/7795. Your submission is public. Your submission may be published and could identify you. If you do not want your name or comments shared, please say so clearly. Use of artificial intelligence or AI. We may use an AI tool to help analyze submissions. We will avoid entering personal information into any tool outside our network. Key terms: community transport service, a service that is usually provided by a community group or not-for-profit group. It typically runs to meet specific trip needs, such as to pick up and drop off one or multiple passengers at a health appointment. Disability, a condition that, combined with barriers, can stop someone from fully taking part in society. Eligibility criteria, conditions someone must meet to use total mobility. National Land Transport Fund, money for land transport projects. Impairment, physical, mental, or sensory condition, temporary or permanent. On-demand public transport service, a service that picks up and drops off multiple passengers within a certain area. The routes and timetable of the service are based on demand. Public transport, bus, train, and ferry services funded by government. Public transport authority, regional or unitary councils that manage public transport. Ride-hail service, typically an app-based service is where drivers are connected with passengers electronically, for example through an app. Total mobility user or user, someone eligible and registered for the program. Total mobility service provider, approved transport providers. Wheelchair accessible vehicle, a vehicle with a hoist and secure space for a wheelchair. Producer's note: This audio version of this document was produced on the 16th of December 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320 4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.